Hey guys, this is
Team Tony's Tigers!
So, why do physicists think physics is a fundamental science?
I think it's because we can find it in our everyday life.
Yeah, it can relate to all the other sciences, like biology or chemistry. Like, you can relate it on a grand scale, like from just how atoms move, like the electron stuff, to how the universe moves, like the planets and solar systems.
That's cool. How problem solving relate to my future, or anyone's future profession?
Like in any given situation?
Yeah, like in the workplace?
Yeah, there's always variables, given variables, and we can use those to approach the problem in an orderly and efficient manner.
Yeah, like the problem solving method, like it helps us organize like things you have to deal with like in just life, not really necessarily a profession, but just in life too. Problem solving, like just say like studying for our tests and homework and stuff, like right now,
yeah.
We can use a problem solving method to organize our stuff.
And in our profession, you know, if we come across a problem like a copy machine breaking, we can use these problem-solving skills to, like, not break the copier machine. And
so, guys, what's up with this Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory is just basically on how the universe was created.
And the theory says that the universe emerged from a dense and hot state billions of years ago.
And also that a primeval atom exploded to basically create what is our universe.
So now the distant galaxies in every direction are going away from us with speeds that are proportional to their distance.
So how does this theory relate to how we think now, like in the 20th, post 20th century? No.
Well, basically it's just a highly supported theory, you know? It uses all knowledge previously joined, and it's easier to accept.
Today we think the universe is constantly expanding. Due to the weight of support and the evidence, we can use this Big Bang Theory as a basis of thought now. When we consider the direction of the universe is taken and possibly like the growth and expansion, this may defer to the pre-modernist theory because you know it may not have been as profound and a forefront theory when considering the origin and future of the universe.
Let's look at another topic for physics. How about the speed of sound versus the speed of an object? What this theory says is that the speed of sound travels slower than the speed of an object, like a jet or something.
Oh yeah, like when I went to the Miramar Air Show, when I saw the jets pass by, there was no sound. It was like the sound didn't come to like maybe like 5 seconds later.
Oh.
So that kind of proves that theory that speed of sound travels slower than the object.
Yeah, so facts are like sound pretty much is slower than objects because sound has to travel through like things such as like air and temperature and gas, which is lighter than the object. And objects have to break through the air because it is heavier than the sound waves.
So basically just that's why it's faster because it has more weight or mass.
Yeah, pretty much.
So basically this is a comparison between an object of great mass and an object of little mass, right?
Yeah.
So, basically, since the powder is so light, it has difficulty passing through a screen door because it is so light, right?
Yeah, and that basically represents sound waves traveling through air, which explains why there's a delay in sound.
Because the sound waves have to.
They're so light, you know?
Yeah.
Alright, so riddle me this. Why is it when I clap my hands, I can hear and see it at the same time, if sound is supposed to be so much slower than light?
Well, there probably is actually a delay. It's just too minute to actually measure. You have to take certain variables into account, such as air, temperature, and distance. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah, distance especially.
Yeah, I mean, it's like right next to you.
It's right in front of your face.
Yeah.
It's just like closing the door. You hear it instantly, too, but if maybe you're like 3 times as far away, it'll be a little bit different.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this one time, like, because I was in guard in high school, and when we clap, sometimes like girls that are really far away or people who are really far away hear like the later part of the sound.
Also, it sounds like it's off, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it's off, but it's not.
Really, so it's like if you were closer up,
you would hear the clap at a different time than the people in the back.
Yeah. But actually, you all clap at the same time.
Yeah, it takes time. Distance plays a big part in the sound.
It's just because it's just right in my face, that's why I can't
tell the difference? Because the distance, like, you know, small.
Okay.
So, by taking the variables that we discussed earlier, such as the air and temperature, we can represent the speed of sound with the equation, the square root of the ratio of specific heat times the gas constant R, and all of that times the temperature.
Dang.
That's off your head, Sarah. Lord.
But remember, that doesn't have to take into account distance in that equation, so the equation will probably be a little bit off. So, like the hand clapping thing, yeah. Just remember, the distance isn't included.
Now that we've gone over speed of sound versus speed of object in problem solving, we can see that what we did for the theory is actually found in critical thinking skills and in Bloom's taxonomy, where we just we put our theory up to a scientific problem solving.
And these ideas hold a great level of importance by addressing all aspects of a theory. So this pretty much sums up the topics that we've discussed earlier and the importance of physics.
Yeah, I hope you guys learned a great deal from what we talked about.
Which is physics and life, Big Bang theory, certain theories, and problem solving. So, signing off, Team Tony Sigers.
Yeah!